Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
I'm reason why. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with this bad boy. It's my pleasure to be part of your day. Thank you for being part of mine. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we especially thank you for that, and we salute you for being among the highly intelligent people of the planet Earth. And you're gonna be glad you hung out with us a little bit longer, because our good friend Dr. Ivan Meisner is back with us. Ivan's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder and the chairman of Business Network International, BNI. It's an organization that I believe in his lifetime will conquer the world. And I'm glad to say that that most of the great success he's had has come as I'm not going to say as a result of being a member of our Brain Trust, but it certainly happened after that. I mean, there's no question about that coincidence. And he's the author of so many books. I hurt myself carrying them in here, including the newest one, which he and Don Morgan have put together, called Masters of Sales. And he's our good friend, Ivan Meisner. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks. It's great to be on the show, Jim. Even though it's so dark 30 in the morning, it's always good to be on the show.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. And Ivan, BNI is now approaching 5,000 chapters worldwide.
Yep, 4,850 chapters.
Unbelievable.
We'll cross the 5,000 chapter mark. And you're absolutely right. I think when I started doing interviews with you, we were probably in the neighborhood of 1,000 chapters.
So. I think so, in like two countries or three, six, four, five countries.
Yeah, that's about it. So.
And now you're in how many countries?
37 countries. So, you know, the Jim Blasingame radio show has had really helped us grow.
Well, you know, it certainly is an interesting coincidence, at least. Ivan, congratulations. And one of the things that I wanted, we're going to talk about the connection between sales and networking in a second, folks, but I did want to talk about something else just for a minute. One of the interesting things that I've enjoyed about our friendship is hearing about you breaking into new countries, breaking into new societies, new cultures,
yeah,
and all the different things that have gone on. And I asked you during the break what you'd accomplish in China, and tell the audience what you were telling me.
Well, we have opened up in Hong Kong, but not in China proper, because it was an interesting set of circumstances.
What about Taiwan?
We have several chapters in Taiwan.
Okay, all right.
So we do have chapters in Taiwan, and we do have several chapters in Hong Kong, but not in China proper. We tried to open in Shanghai, mainland China, and we had an interesting situation, because we run meetings and we open our meetings to the public, the business community, mm-hmm, but still we say come to the meeting. Well, turns out that a meeting like that's considered a public meeting in China, and you have to have a permit. So you have to go down and get approved for a meeting like that. Then they send a government official to the meeting, who stands in the back with their arms folded and, you know, watching the meeting, which is fine, because we don't talk politics. We are not a political organization, mm-hmm, in any way whatsoever. We don't hire lobbyists. We don't do any of that. So we didn't mind. Here's the problem. You have to have every meeting approved, and we meet every week, and it takes 3 weeks to get approved.
Mm.
So it takes 3 weeks to get approved, and you have to have every meeting approved every week. And clearly, you start getting dozens or hundreds of chapters in a country, or thousands of chapters in a country, there's no way that you can do that. So we decided to start in Hong Kong and try to spread from Hong Kong.
And next time,
the Chinese government this isn't a political organization.
Next time, ladies and gentlemen, you meet someone who tries to extol the virtues upon you of communism, tell them Ivan's story.
Yeah, you're right. It's it's very unfortunate, because we have no political inclination whatsoever, yet there's not a chance that we're going to open a chapter until we've operated in Hong Kong a while.
Well, it's that kind of attitude, though, that's going to limit the China's ability, and that one issue, that issue along with their approach to other things like environmental issues and the well-being of their own people, and stealing other people's stuff, those are things that are going to wind up being, you know, there's a perfect storm brewing, I think, for China out there somewhere, Ivan. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I think there will be a perfect storm one day, and I don't think they'll be ready for it. And anyway, go ahead.
Well, I think you're right, and I think you compare them to like India with a similar population and very entrepreneurial.
Yeah, absolutely. Stand by, quick break. When we come back, we're going to make the connection. Ivan is going to help us make the connection between networking, social networking, and selling. 2010, stay with us.
But when you're walking down the street and you ain't had enough to eat.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder of Business Network International, BNI, one of the most exciting international organizations that that I've seen coming down the pike. And I'm very proud of what Ivan's accomplished and what all the – a lot of hard work by a lot of people, in addition to you, Ivan. It was your vision, your hard work. But this is something that people have taken and run with, and I'm really proud of you for this. And one of the things that's one of the products of all Ivan's hard work, folks, are his books. And the new book, Masters of Sales, which is available right now, isn't it, Ivan?
It is. It's at most major bookstores and, of course, Amazon. We have a website called mastersbooks.com, which has some excerpts
right.
they can look at.
And this is a collection of the pearls of selling of a number of authors, isn't it?
It is. There's really two categories of contributors. There's, you know, the big names, and we've got some big names. We've got the big three of sales, Brian Tracy, Zig Ziglar, and Tommy Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, people like Jack Canfield and Tony Robbins and Harvey McKay,
right.
Martha Stewart. But there's a lot of people where, you know, that are out there on a daily basis where the rubber meets the road, and they're selling. They're successful at selling, but you wouldn't recognize their name. We've got over 70 of those, so there's almost 80 contributing authors to the book.
But you've made a connection in here, in one of the sections of the book, a direct connection between sales success and networking. Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, if I'm not a general sales expert, but my expertise really comes in relationship selling through the networking process and creating a BNI and the Referral Institute. And so, you know, my interest and my area of expertise in sales is directly related to relationship networking. And that's I think the section that most resonated with me or most connected with me. And we talk a lot about the importance of relationship selling. I think you think back 20 years ago, and relationship selling was talked about, but I don't think it was as important as it is today.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the trainings that I saw and that I went through when I first started going into business were really all about the technique. You know, how do you close the sale? And more the trainings are becoming, and the sales seminars are focusing on how do you build the relationship to solve the needs of the client. And that's a change over the last 25 years.
Well, there's no question about it. And as you know, Ivan, I didn't inherit any of my gray hair. I earned all of it and in the marketplace. And in those days, you're talking about going back 20, 30 years, in those days, people were available differently. And I'm going to say that the reason why networking has become an integral, inextricable part of selling success, of sales success in the 21st century, is because of one thing primarily. And that's the way you access prospects and the way you stay connected to customers, in my opinion, Ivan, because today, when I came up as a young pup in sales in the marketplace, Ivan, you know, I could walk up to any door and knock on the door, and I was pretty good at getting myself inside.
Right.
Today, I'm not sure, I don't know if I'd be as good as I was in those days. Because
right.
people haven't set aside a lot of their day to talk to salespeople, have they?
No, they've cocooned themselves, not only at home, but also in the office. You know, you go to most buildings now, and it'll have a sign on it, you know, no solicitors.
Yeah.
And nobody's taking cold calls. I mean, try to get through my assistant, you know, if you want to sell a product or service. It's not easy to do. And then the federal government comes in and says it's illegal to cold call people on top of all of that. And so
by calling them.
Yeah, that's right, by phone calling, which, you know, doesn't particularly hurt me and my business because we're, you know, a networking organization.
Right.
But you're right, the environment has changed. I think the consumer has become much more savvy, and they just don't let anyone walk through the door or call them on the phone.
And see, and the people who don't get that are 20th century dinosaurs.
They're not being successful right now. They're also mostly major corporations in the United States because they're still training. They're still training salespeople on cold calling instead of relationship networking.
Yeah. See, I never liked cold calling anyway. I always felt that it was not a good strategy. We all had in back in the early days, Ivan. We all had to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah, companies on how to do it.
Yeah. If you don't have your day full with appointments,
right.
Then that's what you do. You go prospecting. You go cold calling. I never liked it, but I did it. But today, it's a fool's errand in my opinion today.
It is, and I think there are other ways of measuring performance of salespeople and activities of salespeople. Instead of measuring, you know, how many phone calls you made, and how many people you got through, and how many appointments you made, and how many appointments you went out to, you can measure how many networking organizations did you go to, how many touch points did you make that day, touch point being how many times did you connect with your prospect, how many thank you cards did you send out, how many people did you meet at the networking meetings. You measure those kinds of things instead of how many cold calls you made, and you're still measuring, the sales manager is still able to measure the progress of their people, but they're measuring something that involves relationship selling instead of just cold
calls. I want to talk about the sales management role with networking blended into it when we come back after these messages.
Okay.
Right after this break, we're going to take a quick one. We'll be right back with our good friend, Dr. Ivan Meisner, the author of Masters of Sales. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Every day I get in the queue, to get on the bus that takes me to you.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Ivan Meisner, founder and chairman of Business Network International, BNI.com is that website. And folks, I encourage you to check it out. You know, Ivan, more and more as I travel around the country, speaking to chambers, speaking to different organizations on small business, invariably somebody with BNI is there and is part of the community, part of the leadership of the community, part of the, you know, the chamber or whatever organization I'm there, whatever, you know, group I'm there to work with. I see so many of your people around the country, and they're not only doing their work as BNI representatives, these are community leaders as well.
Well, they are a good cross-section of the business community all over the world, and it's exciting to see them, you know, involved locally throughout the community as well as in BNI.
And Ivan, by the way, folks, as you probably know, is all over both of our websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com, an incredible body of work he's deposited with us over the years, the articles, the archives of past shows that he and I have done that you can podcast, by the way, now. And also, he's contributed many pieces of information to AskJim.biz, which, as you know, is our knowledge base. I encourage you to check that out. And, of course, both of our sites have no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come on in and hang out with us. Ivan, I've been thinking about all the transactions that I've completed in the 21st century, whether it be a major sponsor that I've landed, or whether it be a book sale that I've made to corporations, where they bought a number of my books. And I honestly can't think of one single transaction that happened that wasn't a product of some kind of networking prior to even me being introduced.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. So why is it then that the big corporations aren't teaching their employees how to do that?
I'll tell you what I think it is. You know every corporation has a training regime.
Mm-hmm.
They're literally regimes, and the people who are in charge of those training regimes are very protective of what they do. It's really incredible, because I have had what I consider to be some pretty good ideas that I've introduced to some people, some salespeople in corporations, and they've told me, you know what, this is good stuff. We could be successful with this, but I was not able to break through the training regime. And I think that the current training regimes of many of these companies just don't know anything about networking. And I think they feel threatened by it. What do you think?
I think you're right, and I think universities are just the same. I had a lunch with a friend of mine, and we sit on a board of directors together, who's a president of a local university here in Southern California. I love his university, so I'm not going to name it, because I was having lunch with him and the dean of business about a month ago, and I started talking to them about networking, and the president said, what's missing in our school? And I said, well, you don't teach anything about business networking or social capital or emotional intelligence. And you know what the dean of business said? That's not going to happen here. That's exactly what he said.
Unbelievable.
Our professors, there's no way our professors
Unbelievable.
Are going to be talking about emotional intelligence. And you know what? I may have gotten hired because of my IQ, but I get promoted because of my EQ. And I think most people do. It's that emotional intelligence, that ability to network with other people and interact effectively that makes you successful in a career, yet business schools don't want anything to do with it.
I'm going to go back to what John Nesbitt said 25 years ago. And by the way, Ivan, I've had the honor of interviewing John Nesbitt on the show.
Well, he's hard to get. I'm impressed.
He is hard to get, yeah, and he's going to be back, too. We're going to get him back on. He actually lives in Austria, by the way. But that was a great interview. I enjoyed having it. By the way, folks, you can still find that on my site. But he said more than 25 years ago in his book, Megatrends, he said, and I'm paraphrasing, he said, yes, we will be moving towards high tech, but humans will always want high touch.
Yep.
And he was talking about what you just said, Ivan. He's talking about what you do, Ivan, with BNI.
Well, it was not easy, but we got him to contribute to Masters of Networking. And the reason we did that was because he really was way ahead of everybody else in talking about the importance of networking.
No question about it. Ivan, we've got to wrap it up, unfortunately. It's always a pleasure to have you here. BNI.com, folks, is a website. You can find wherever there's a chapter near you, you can find that on that website. And if there's not one, you can start one. Ivan, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next
time.
Thank
you.
Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too, but not until the next show. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I want to say one last thing today. Thank you for the business.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.